Good evening to all the brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank our Heavenly Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving eternal day in our life to discuss His wonderful words of life. So today we are going to study a very, very important topic. You see, so our Lord Jesus gave actually two symbols. One symbol is the Lord's memorial supper, the breaking of the bread and partaking of the wine. And the next and very primary importance symbol is the baptism. So today we're going to study what is the meaning of baptism. Generally, what is the thought regarding baptism? If you see, many people you see believe that baptism you see is taken to show that you are repented and you turn to God. You see, so you accepted Christ, so you left all other gods as gods, and you accepted Jesus as a savior, hence forsaking all the sinful activities and turning unto God is a sign where we saw that you see baptism. So baptism is understood to be a sign, you see, where we actually turn to God by leaving all our sinful habits and activities. And still, some people have other, you see, idea that once if we go from one church to other church, you see, we need to take baptism. You see, so once if we join one denomination from other denomination, we need to take, you see, baptism. Dear brethren, you see, so if you don't take baptism, what will happen? You see, the thought is that if you don't take baptism, there is no salvation. So you will be turned to hell, where you will be tortured eternally. You see, because of this doctrine about hell and torture, hellfire, what they did was that, you see, in the Dark Ages, we are studying about the period of Antichrist, during that period, and they came out with the thought of child baptism. Because, you see, if the child dies prematurely, even before coming to the mode of baptism, you see, then, unfortunately, you see, because of not taking immersion, you see, the child will be suffering in hell. So, hence they came up with the idea of child baptism. Then after many more years, they thought, you see, small babies die. You see, small babies die just living for a few days. So what about them? You see, there's no salvation for them. Now, if they don't take immersion, then they came up with the idea of infant baptism. You see, they gave baptism for the child as soon as they were born. You see, and you see, baptism is what actually means in the Bible is that you are completely immersed in the water. You see, you're completely dissolved in the water. Okay. Then, how can a newborn child be immersed in water? And that's practically not possible. Hence, they decided to have sprinkling baptism. You see, we can't have immersion, so let us give a sprinkling baptism for a child. So, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, if they sprinkle water, that is considered as baptism. Okay, but after the child's baptism, till the child comes to a complete maturity, where he can understand everything individually, by himself, they used to appoint God Father and God Mother for the child's development in a spiritual way. So, the responsibility of spiritual growth of the complete child, it depends, you see, completely upon this God Father and God Mother. So, it is their responsibility to teach them, to nourish them spiritually, you see. So, hence, you see, this child baptism was given. And, you see, in some places, even the authority was given to the doctor. Because seeing the child die, only the doctor can identify in how many, you see, moments or within few minutes when the child will pass away. So, doctors were given the authority to baptize the child if they think that the child is going to pass away, you see, in baptism. So then, you see, how many times baptism has to be taken? So some people take it 3 times. Why? Because Jesus told to take in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. So 3 times baptism has to be taken. So people take 3 times. And still, some people take it 7 times. Why 7 times? You see, because Naaman took baptism how many times? Seven. It actually immersed, did not take baptism. You see, so immersed and he was cleansed after dipping 7 times. So similarly, many people think that, oh, 7 times. We need to, you see, immerse and dip, you see, in water. So some people take 7 times. Okay. Now, I want to know from individually, every one of you, what is the thought of baptism? What is the meaning of baptism as per you all? Okay. Joel what is your idea about baptism? What does baptism mean? Joel brother, you're there?
Yes, brother. To believe Christ
Okay.
and repent
Okay. Repent from what?
from our sins.
Okay. So, and take baptism. Okay, good. Munna sister, do you have any idea about baptism? Do you know what it is?
To follow the footsteps of Jesus.
Okay, thank you. Roman sister, Amar brother.
Being new in Christ and be committed.
Okay. Amar brother, what's your thought?
Yes, to offer our whole life to Jesus.
Okay, thank you. So, generally, the thought about baptism is that you see, the baptism has to be taken once we accept Christ as our Savior. So, after accepting Christ as our Savior, we take baptism. So, once by taking baptism, you see, what happens is that all the sins, you see, which were committed before accepting Christ, you see, those all the sins are completely washed away. You see, as we immerse in the water, you see, as we go inside the water, see, and come up new, so all our old sins are all gone away, so we come out a new. You see, that is a general thought. Okay. Okay, baptism means for the remission of sins, that repentance to turn to Christ. Okay. But do you think that after baptism nobody commits sin? Yes, everybody commits sin even after baptism. Then how about that one? How about the sins which one commit after baptism? Now what about them? You see, now what about those sins? Does it mean that we need to take baptism every day? Cleanse ourselves? No. Let us see what the Bible says, you see, for the cleansing of our sin. What the Bible says for our repentance. What is required for our repentance? What is actually required for our cleansing of sins? Read 1 John 1:7. 1 John 1:7. Romister, can you read 1 John 1:7?
Just a second, brother.
My voice is okay? Is my voice clear?
It's
No. Now? Alright.
Slow.
Okay, now how is it? I think now it's okay. Now it's okay, everybody? Voice?
Yes,
Yes, but
brother, it's audible,
yes,
it's
brother.
clear.
Okay, good. Okay then. Please continue. Sister, please, can you read?
Okay, brother.
Okay, brother.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ is his son cleaneth us from all sin.
You see, so what is that which cleanses us of all our sins, which forgives and clears us of all our sins? You see, the Bible says it is the blood of Christ. It is not baptism, dear brethren, that cleanses us of our sin. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. Okay, then why do people believe that baptism is for the remission of sins, is for repentance? Because John the Baptist gave this baptism. Let us read this incident, Matthew 3:11. Amar brother, can you read Matthew 3:11? Brother, can you read Matthew 3:7? 3:11, sorry.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I,
See
who
here, John the Baptist says, I indeed baptize you with water, unto what? Unto repentance. Okay. Now here, John the Baptist gave baptism. When he was giving baptism, he clearly said that his baptism was for the baptism of repentance. Okay. Now, you can see in verse 6, it says, the people, you see the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers, you see the tax collectors, everybody came and they confessed their sins and they repented. And to show their repentance, they took baptism in water. Read verse 6. Amar brother, read verse 6 also.
and were baptized
Yeah,
of him
brother.
in Jordan, confessing their sins.
Yeah, confessing their sins. They took baptism. How? By confessing their sins. You see, by showing that they have repented from sins. You see, and it is the same baptism that the apostles also gave to the people of Israel. You see, let us read John 4 chapter verse 1 and 2. Muna sister, can you read John 4 chapter verse 1 and 2?
When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples.
You see, yeah, the disciples of Jesus baptized everybody in the same baptism of repentance. But note the words. Here it says that Jesus did not baptize anybody. Note clearly. You see, Jesus did not baptize, but all the disciples baptized others in the baptism of repentance. You see, even on the day of Pentecost, you know, when Peter spoke and 3,000 people got converted, all these 3,000 people, they repented for their sin. You see, they repented what they have done against Christ. And they took this baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of their sins. Let us read Acts 2:38. Joel brother, please read Acts 2:38.
Then Peter said unto them, Repent And be but baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. See? You see? Repent and be baptized for what? For you see? For forgiveness of sins. You see? This is what the people of Israel did on the day of Pentecost. Okay. Now, till now, we are clearly observed that all the scriptures clearly tells that the baptism is for the baptism of repentance. Repentance from what? You see? Repentance from our sin. You see? For the remission of sin, for the forgiveness of sins, that you turn to God. You see? Okay. Then, what is the meaning, you see, of Matthew 3:15? And why did Jesus take baptism? You see, if baptism is for the forgiveness of sins, why did Jesus take baptism? Was Jesus a sinner? Tell me, was Jesus a sinner?
No.
Then why did he take baptism? You see, if Jesus is not sinner, he took baptism from the hands of John the Baptist, who was giving the baptism of repentance, who was giving the baptism for remission of sins. Then why did Jesus take this baptism? The baptism for the remission of sins. The baptism for the forgiveness of sins. The baptism of repentance. Why did Jesus take? You see, today, this is our subject. We will see clearly what actually baptism means in the Bible. You see, actually, this is what the question John the Baptist also asked to Jesus. Read Matthew 3:15. Joel brother, read Matthew 3:15.
And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill our righteousness. Then he suffered him.
But read verse 14 also, brother, if you don't mind. 14 and 15, brother.
But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
Yes, he suffered him. Here, John the Baptist also questioned the same thing to Jesus. How is that you are taking baptism from me? Actually, I should be taking baptism from you. You see? And at that moment, Jesus did not speak anything nor gave any clarification. But Jesus simply said, suffer it to be so now. Let it be. Let it be. Allow it for now. You see, by doing this, I am fulfilling all the righteousness of God. Then John the Baptist allowed. Okay. Now, this is our main point. Why Jesus took baptism? Okay. And why John the Baptist, you see, prohibited Jesus to take this baptism. Okay. Now, first of all, we should say, John the Baptist gave baptism for whom? You see, John the Baptist actually gave the baptism for the Jewish people, for the Israel people. You see, because John the Baptist was actually preparing the way for Jesus Christ. Jesus, you see, had come there and he was opening the door for the heavenly salvation. You see, hence John the Baptist proclaimed, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The heavenly salvation, that selection is at hand. You see, read Matthew 3rd chapter 2nd verse. Munna sister, can you read Matthew 3:2?
And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
You see, repent. He again mentioned repent. Why? Kingdom of heaven, heavenly salvation, selection is going on. Therefore, you repent. Then verse 7 and 8, sister.
But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance.
You see, again he said, you see, to the Pharisees and Sadducees, these were the sinners who came for baptism. He said, you see, bring forth fruit, you see, for repentance. Therefore, his baptism was given to the Jewish people, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the Israel people, for repentance. Why? Why particularly giving to the Jewish people? Because the Jewish people, we know very well, they were under the law. God had delivered them from the land of Egypt and brought them to the land of Canaan. And at Mount Sinai, God gave them the law covenant. They were bound to God by that covenant, you see. And you know, all the people of Israel were already baptized into Moses. You see, everybody think that the John the Baptist baptism is the first baptism. No. All the Israel people, Israel as a nation, was completely baptized when they came out of Egypt and passed through the Red Sea. That is their first baptism. Read 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 1 and 2. Romy sister, please read 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 1 and 2.
Now the
1 Corinthians 10, chapter 1 and 2.
Okay, brother. Now the Palestinians fought against Israel.
1 Corinthians. You are reading Chronicles. New Testament. 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 1 and 2.
Sorry, brother.
Okay, somebody else can read. Gopal brother, you there? Okay, Joel brother, you there?
Yes, brother.
Okay,
I will read.
Chapter 1 and 2, brother.
Okay, brother. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud in the sea.
All were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. You see, the whole nation of Israel were already baptized into Moses. That means they were supposed to be obedient to the law, you see, and become the disciples of Moses. They were already baptized, you see, and you know, the people of Israel were never obedient to the law. They violated the law. Hence, this baptism of repentance was given only by John the Baptist, only to the Jewish nation, only to the Jewish people and not to other people, because they were already baptized into Moses, accepting the terms and conditions of the law, that they would be obedient to God. But once they violated, to show that their violation was not, you see, willful, you see, to show that their sin against God was not willful, hence, to show that they repented and turned back to God, they took the baptism of John the Baptist, and this was applicable only to the nation of Israel. Therefore, if you see, even Apostle Paul was a Jew, you see, once when he came to Christ, he took the same baptism, because he had committed sin by persecuting the church, by violating God's law. Read Acts 22:16. Acts 22:16. Joel brother, can you read?
And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and washed away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
You see, be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling in the name of the Lord. You see, therefore, the Apostle Paul took the baptism, same baptism. But this was applicable only to the nation of Israel. Till when? Till not, this is not forever. Till only the 70 weeks of favor was there for the Jewish people. See, there is a prophecy about the Jewish favor in Daniel 9 chapter. God willing, we'll study all these things in the coming classes. You see, special favor was given to the nation of Israel. You see, a special favor of 70 weeks. So in this 70 weeks only, the Messiah was supposed to come to Israel and 3.5 years to purify the nation of Israel and anoint the most holy. And after that one 3.5 years, you see, they were only to accept the Jewish people into Christ. So until the 70 weeks of favor was not over, you see, neither Jesus Christ nor any of the apostles turned to the Gentiles. Remember, you see, once a Gentile woman, a Canaan woman came and begged to Jesus, Lord, please heal my daughter. What did Jesus say? I am not sent to any other nation, but I am sent only to the lordship of the house of Israel. Jesus clearly mentions, you see, that means Jesus came only to the Jewish nation because special favor was given to the Jewish nation. God had fixed it in the prophecy. So, this baptism of repentance was applicable only to the Jewish nation until the 70 weeks are over. You see, but once the 70 weeks are over, even this baptism is not applicable to the Jewish people. Dear brethren, you see, therefore, once the 70 weeks were over, you know what happened? You see, the apostles turned to the Gentiles to preach the truth to them and bring more Gentiles to the truth. You see, so God first gave the opportunity to the Jewish people. Once the Jewish people rejected, God turned to the Gentiles. Read Acts 13:46. Muna sister, can you read Acts 13:46?
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
You see, you judge yourself unworthy, therefore we turn to the Gentiles. Until such time, you see, God never turned to the Gentiles. So, the first opportunity was given to whom? For the Jewish people. Once they rejected, God turned to the Gentiles. Sister, read Acts 15:14 also.
Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name.
To take out a people out of his name. Therefore, God turned to the Gentiles. You see, deeper than, you know how it is? God's plan, you see, the promise which God made to Abraham is like a beautiful olive tree. You see, the Jewish nation was this olive tree. You see, the root of it was the Abrahamic promise. You see, so this olive tree was supposed to bring good olive fruits. But unfortunately, this did not bring the good fruits. Therefore, what God did was that God cut off some of the branches. You see, read Romans 11, 17 and 20. Romanster, you have the Bible with you? Are you able to read?
Yes, yes, brother.
Okay, Romans 11, chapter 17 and 20.
And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive trees.
See,
olive tree.
What does it say? You see, they were broken off. You see, so that the wild olive trees were grafted in. You see, this olive tree, some of the branches were taken off. Why? Because the wild olive trees can be grafted in. No, why were some of the Jewish people were taken off? What is the reason? Read verse 20, sister. Now read verse 20.
Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear.
Because of unbelief, they were broken off. You see, they were cut off only because of unbelief. So what happened? They were wild olive branches. Who is the wild olive branches? The Gentiles. You see, the Gentiles were grafted into Christ, dear brethren. So what happened? The Jewish people were there. You see, the empty space came up, you see, to fill the 144,000. So God gave the opportunity to the Gentiles to come inside this olive tree. You see, verse 19 also, sister. Robinster, can you read verse 19 also?
Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in.
That I may be grafted in. You see,
grafted.
So you can see here, see, natural olive tree was there, Israel, natural Israel nation was there. So some people, because of unbelief, what happened? The branches were taken off. But you see, the Gentiles were like a wild olive tree. They had the faith of Abraham. So what happened? You see, they were, you see, grafted. They were, you see, joined in this natural olive tree. So now we have become the partakers of the same olive tree, which is the nation of Israel, which is God's promise which made to Abraham. Okay. Now, we were never under the Moses. We were never under the law. So, now, do you think that baptism of repentance is applicable to us? No. Why? Why it is not applicable, dear brethren? Because we were never under the law. You see, God had never given the law to the Gentiles. We were never under the law. Therefore, this baptism of repentance which John the Baptist gave to the nation of Israel is never applicable to us at all. Then, okay. Then what is the meaning of baptism? What is the meaning of baptism to the Gentiles? Since 70 AD, you see, now what is the real meaning of baptism? Apostle Paul clearly tells the meaning of baptism in Romans 6 chapter, verse 3, 4, and 5. Let us read. Munasitar, please read Romans 6 chapter 3, 4, and 5.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore,
you see, here Apostle Paul gives the clear meaning of baptism. You see, he is not writing to the Jewish, he is writing to the Romans, the Gentile converts. He's saying, know you not, don't you know, brethren, not as many as of you are baptized into Jesus Christ. Why did you take baptism? The baptism you took was actually the baptism into his death. This is the real meaning of baptism. You see, dear brethren, the baptism means baptism into the death of Christ. Continue, sister.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the death by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
You see, Gibson, he clearly says that if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, then only can we in the likeness of his resurrection. Therefore, Baptism means baptism into the death of Christ. Now, what is the meaning of death of Christ? You see, how to die in Christ? You see, dear brethren, you see, we all know Adam, you see, and we all know Jesus Christ. Okay, both of them died. Now, who can tell me why did Adam die? Tell me. Why did Adam die? Who can tell?
Because of committing the sin.
Correct. Because of committing sin. Very good. Correct, sir. See, Adam died as a sinner. Correct. But why did Jesus die?
For our sin.
Yeah? For our sins. You see, Jesus died for a sinner. He never died as a sinner. To die as a sinner, to die for a sinner, is very different. Jesus actually sacrificed his life and died, dear brethren. Jesus never, you see, died for his sin. Therefore, you remember, what was the condition of heart when Jesus took baptism? It is given in Hebrews 10, chapter 7th verse. You see, clearly Jesus says that his will, his desire was to do the Father's will unto death. Read Hebrews 10, chapter 7th verse. Joel brother, can you read Hebrews 10, 7?
Then said, I know I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God.
He said, lo, I come. When he was taking baptism, that was his last condition. Lo, I come, my Lord. I come to do thy will. Because in the volume of book is written me. You see, in the Bible, it is written about Jesus Christ. Jesus came to fulfill all the prophecies of God which are written. You see, to do the God's will. This was actually the death of Christ, the sacrificial death of Christ, dear brethren. Therefore, you know, what does the Bible say? You see, the Bible says that you are dead and your life is buried in Christ. Isn't it? Read Colossians 3rd chapter. Colossians 3rd chapter verse 3. Colossians 3, 3. Romans, sir, can you read?
Can you tell me the verse again, brother?
Colossians 3rd chapter. 3rd verse.
Third verse. For ye are dead.
Because your voice is not audible.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, sir.
Okay. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
See, you are dead. Dead means what? We are literally dead. No. We are living, but we are living a sacrificial life, daily dying in Christ. Therefore, it says, your life is hid with Christ in God. This is the sacrificial death. This is the baptism into the death of Christ. Therefore, Apostle Paul, what did he say? You see, it is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Read Galatians 2:20. Muna sister, can you read Galatians 2:20?
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
I am crucified with Christ. No longer I live, but Christ that liveth in me. Therefore, dear brethren, baptism means baptism into the death of Christ, living a sacrificial life as Christ did by walking in his footsteps. You remember, you know, what did Jesus say when he was almost supposed to die? He said, no, I have one more baptism to be baptized. How am I straightened till I accomplish it? Read Luke 12:50. Joel brother, can you read Luke 12:50?
But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am I strengthened till it be accomplished.
See, dear brethren, so Jesus had one more baptism to accomplish. What is that baptism? He had already taken baptism in River Jordan, water baptism. That was not the real baptism, that was just a symbol. The real baptism was actually to die in his death, to die a sacrificial death, dear brethren. That was actually the baptism which Jesus was very eager to finish it. Therefore, you remember, you know, the mother of James and John, they came, you see, she came and asked Jesus, no, Lord, please give my two sons to sit on the left hand and right hand. What did Jesus reply at that moment? Jesus reply, you don't know what you're asking, but are you able to drink of the same cup which I'm able to drink? Are you be able to baptize with the baptism which I am? You see, baptized with, here, Jesus was never speaking of the little baptism. He was speaking of the baptism of his death. Read. Mark 10 chapter 35 to 38. Munna sister, can you read? Mark 10 chapter 35 to 38.
And James and John, the son of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? And they said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other one thy left hand in the glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
See? Jesus put a question. Huh? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism which I am baptized? You see, here Jesus was not speaking of the little baptism, because this little baptism the disciples itself gave to many people. When they gave to many people, is it not so easy to take the baptism again? It was very easy, but Jesus was not speaking of the little baptism. Little baptism was just a symbol. What was the actual baptism? Baptism into his death. Therefore, what John the Baptist baptism he gave, what Jesus took, was totally different. John the Baptist gave it, but the meaning of the baptism which Jesus actually took was totally different. Therefore, you see, when Jesus came to give baptism, what was the question that John the Baptist asked? You see, let us read the verse. Matthew 3:13. Joel brother, can you read? 13 and 14. Matthew 3rd chapter 13 and 14.
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?
You see, what did you see? John have to say, I have need to be baptized of thee, but thou comest to me. That means John the Baptist was a sinner. But what about Jesus? Was Jesus a sinner? Was Jesus a sinner? Tell me.
No.
No.
See, John the Baptist knew this one very well. Why? Because, you see, John the Baptist and Jesus were cousin brothers. Who was the eldest one? Jesus or John the Baptist? Who is the elder brother?
John.
John, 6 months elder than Jesus Christ. Therefore, you see, when Elizabeth was conceived 6 months, as soon as, you see, she saw Mary, the child actually leaped inside a room. John the Baptist rejoiced to see Jesus. Therefore, they were cousin brothers. So John the Baptist clearly know that Jesus was a holy, harmless, separate from sinners. That he was, you see, begotten by God's Holy Spirit. and he was born through a virgin. Therefore, Jesus can never be a sinner. So he was giving the baptism for all the sinners. But as you see, Jesus came, John the Baptist stopped him. He told, why are you taking? Because you are not a sinner like we are. You should never take this baptism. Actually, I should be taking baptism from you. Because John the Baptist was a sinner like all the other people. Hence, he stopped Jesus. But what did Jesus say? What was the reply of Jesus? Read, brother. Verse 15.
And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
Jesus did not argue and sat there to explain everything to John the Baptist. Because if Jesus would have sat and explained everything to him, that is the sacrificial death, which is the emotion of his death, John the Baptist would have never understood this one. How the disciples themselves, who were there with Jesus for 3.5 years, did not understand. And how will John the Baptist understand? So Jesus did not sit there and argue. He said, leave it now. Because by doing so, I will be fulfilling all righteousness. That means God has some law. He has got some rules, regulations, some rules, some righteousness. I am doing this one to fulfill God's will. So let it be now. Therefore, John the Baptist gave baptism to Jesus. Therefore, dear brethren, the baptism which Jesus took, which John the Baptist gave, totally different. Today, our Christians don't know the meaning of all these things. And everybody rush to take this baptism, thinking it's the baptism of repentance, baptism for the forgiveness of sins, baptism that they're turning towards God, living a new life. You see, dear brethren, we should actually study from the scriptures. You see, here a little, there a little. For the Bible, Bible is a dictionary. Each and everything we need to study from the Bible. Then only we'll get the answer for it. You know, what is the meaning of baptism? See, read one more verse. 1 Peter 3:21. Muna sister, can you read 1 Peter 3:21?
The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
See, what is the meaning of baptism? Apostle Peter says, it is not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. It is not putting, cleansing away our, you see, sins. It is not cleansing of our sins. For the cleansing of our sins, what is required? The blood of Jesus. That is sufficient. The blood of Jesus is full power that it can cleanse us from all sins. There is no doubt at all. You see, but, you see, this baptism is what? What is the meaning of it? But it is the answer of a good conscience towards God. God has done so many things. He's given us His Son. He's made a beautiful plan for the whole world. The resurrection of all the dead. A 1,000-year reign of Christ. Seeing and thanking God for all His wonderful mercy and grace to us. You see, offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. Dying with Jesus. This is the answer of a good conscience. You see, after listening to all this truth, you see, all the beautiful plan which is given in the Bible, our conscience pricks us and pulls us, you see, and it constrains us to give our body as a living sacrifice to God. That is consecration. That is baptism. A good conscience, you see, will always love to die for Christ. That is the meaning of baptism. Therefore, it clearly says, it is not for the washing of our sins. It is not for the filth of our, you see, flesh at all. No. It is a good conscience towards God. You see, God has done so many things. So many beautiful stars. Beautiful things are there. What God has created. Sun, moon, the mighty universe. So many intelligent people are there. God has called none of all these things. Very remote place, somewhere far in a mountain. You see, some you see people who are unprofitable, which are of no use. God has called us in that good conscience. Oh Lord, you have shown so much of grace and mercy to me. I will offer my body as a living sacrifice, doing thy will and die in Christ. That is the answer of a good conscience, dear brethren. This is the meaning of baptism. Therefore, dear brethren, you see, the symbol is also a beautiful thing. You see, what happens in the symbol? You see, a person is taken, you see, and he is immersed back, you see, again brought up. You see, what is the meaning of it? What does Jesus say? If any man wants to be my disciple, what are the three conditions they have to do? Who can tell me? If any man wants to be my disciple, what they have to do? The first condition.
Carry the cross.
Deny themselves. First
deny.
One. Second one, carry the cross. Correct? Third one, follow the footsteps of Jesus. You see, deny yourself. Surrender entirely to the person who is going to immerse you. You see, then carry the cross. You see, immerse in water. Take responsibility for Christ's sake. Dead, be dead for him. You see, and follow him means rise up again and live a new consecrated life as a new creation. This is the meaning of baptism. You know, many people think that in life only one time baptism has to be taken. No, dear brethren, one time properly it has to be taken. You might have taken 1,000 times. It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't account in the God's sight at all. It is not accounted. But it has to be taken with a proper understanding of the truth in a proper way. That has to be taken correctly once. Not what you have taken once is correct one. You know, the same thing happened in the church of Ephesus. They were all baptized. You know where they were all baptized? They were all baptized for the baptism of repentance. And then Apostle Paul comes to the church. He asked them, okay, did you all get the Holy Spirit? They all tell, we don't know more anything of the Holy Spirit. Then Apostle Paul questions, which baptism did you take? They all tell, we have taken a baptism of repentance. Apostle Paul corrects them, no, you have taken the wrong baptism. Then Apostle Paul again baptized everybody into Jesus Christ. Therefore, proper baptism has to be correctly taken without any doubt, without any hesitation. Or else, that baptism what we have taken is just immersing in the water like a bird coming up again. That's it. That's a simple bath which is nothing in God's sight. Read Acts 19 chapter 1, 2 and 3. Joel, brother, read.
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper courts, come to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost, since ye believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they...
You see, he said, unto what were you baptized? Continue with that.
And they said unto John baptism.
They said unto John baptism. What is the meaning of John baptism? Continue.
Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying...
Underline. John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. Yes, that is correct, but that is not applicable to us. Continue.
Saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
When they heard this, they were again baptized correctly. You see, therefore it says they were baptized, not again. You see, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. So this is the proper baptism that has to be properly administered and properly taken. It is not to be carelessly taken, dear brethren. You know, you see, Apostle Paul clearly corrects the Ephesus church, the entire Ephesus church. They were rebaptized correctly. Therefore, dear brethren, you see, baptism, you see, has to be taken in a proper way, in a proper, meaningful way. You see, if you take without anyone understanding it, that doesn't make sense at all, dear brethren. You see, it is like, you see, thinking that we are married to somebody, hell, somebody, and while they do themselves don't know that we are engaged or we are married to them. What use does it make? Like, for example, I might claim that I am married to Mr. X or Sister XYZ. But Sister, if XYZ doesn't acknowledge me as her husband, what is the use of me claiming to be the husband of XYZ? It is no use at all. Therefore, the person has to accept it. That means Jesus has to accept it. Christ has to accept it, dear brethren. Therefore, Ephesus church were corrected. Proper understanding in a proper way. Immersion is very important. Therefore, you know what did Jesus say? Matthew 28:19. What did Jesus say? Go and teach to all nations. Baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Read Matthew 28:19. Romister, can you read? Matthew 28:19 and 20, sister.
28:19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
You see, what did Jesus say? Go and teach. Correct answer. First thing, what is that one? Teach what? Teach the Bible. Teach the truth. Teach what things? You see, making them to be disciples of Christ. Teach them that the soul dies. Teach them that the hell is a place of dead. It's not a torment place. Hell is a grave. Teach them there is a resurrection for everybody in 1,000 years. Teach them that there is a worldless salvation for everybody in 1,000 years. Teach them our God is not 3-in-1 or 1-in-3. Our God is only one God. Teach them that the Lord's memorial supper has to be taken only once a year, not whenever we want. You see, teach them these and many more truths in the Bible, dear brethren. Teach them and baptize them. In whose name? Name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. Now, what is the meaning of name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit? Name of the Father means what? God. Name of the Son means Jesus. Name of the Holy Spirit means Holy Spirit. No, this is what Jesus said. Everybody thinking this is literal, they use the same words while baptizing. Okay? Actually, you know, what is the meaning of name in the Bible? We need to search. Like, for example, if I say Robin is not good, now what does it mean? If I say Robin is not good, what does it mean actually? Tell me, what does it actually mean? Does it mean that the spelling Robin is not correct? Tell me.
No.
Then what does it mean? Correct. Then what does it mean? Robin is not good.
The character.
Robin's character is not good. Very good. That's what Jesus said. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit means immerse them, make them disciples. So that they are immersed completely in the character of the Father. They are immersed completely in the character of the Son. They are immersed completely in the character of the Holy Spirit. This is the real meaning of baptism. Therefore, you know, the word baptism actually comes from the Greek word baptizo. That means immerse. Completely dissolve them in water. Not only in water, but in character of Jesus. This is the real meaning of baptism. Okay? Send the notes. Please go through the notes. Okay, we'll be sending the YouTube link also. Please go through. Any doubts, any suggestions, or any, you see, questions you have, you can please ask. Anybody, any questions, any doubts? Dear brother?
No question, brother.
Munna sister, any questions?
No, brother.
Romister, Amar brother, any questions?
I would like to know that, so then we need to take the baptism again?
That's what the Church of Ephesus did, sister, when they realized that what they actually took was a different one. They corrected it. So it's a responsibility of every true Christians to properly immerse themselves into the death of Christ.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a symbol. You see, like for example, wedding, correct? No? I don't know how they conduct wedding in your place, like for Christians. Here, we have a wedding ring, you see, and we have a registrar where the marriage is registered. Okay? Now imagine if I like somebody, okay, and I'm in relationship with that sister, okay? And she's my wife. I claim her to be my wife. But I am not, you see, publicly, properly symbolize this one. Now, I may accept that this is my marriage. I may accept that I am married. But do you think that everybody will accept?
No.
No, that is the same way with God. See, God expects us to do it in a proper way where he can accept it. Therefore, Matthew 7, chapter 20 and 21, what did Jesus say? Not everybody who says, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Correct now?
Yes.
No, just by mentioning Lord, oh Lord Jesus, does it make our salvation to be finished? No. You see, therefore, doing the will of God is very important. There only Jesus gives us, he that does the will of my Father, only he shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, it is a small thing to properly immerse ourselves. So, we should never hesitate for that one. See, when we realize that we have committed a mistake, the proper attitude of a good child of God is that they correct it then and there itself. That's very, very appreciated by God. Isn't it correct, Master?
Yes, brother.
Like, for example, we were all taking the Lord's Supper. When, how many times in a year you were taking, or when you were taking?
It's it used to be every month, once a month.
Very good. But once you realized from the Bible, did you still continue to take that one?
No.
No. So we corrected it. That is the good wheat. You see, we studied the 3 hour subject, the difference between wheat and tares. Tares don't agree. But the wheat surrendered to God. That is the main thing. Jesus surrendered to God. He was holy. He was harmless, separate from sinners. There was no need for him to take this baptism. But he was setting an example. I am the head of the church. I have taken the immersion. So you also symbolize it properly. That is very, very important. Okay, sir?
Okay, brother. Thank you so much.
Any other questions? Anybody? Munna sister? Amar brother,
no.
Sorry, I did not ask you. Amar brother, any questions?
No question.
Okay. Munna sister, any questions?
No, brother.
Okay, thank you. Then, in the end, Romy sister, can you pray? We'll finish with the word of prayer.
Okay, brother. Pavitra Parmeshwar Pita, ami tapailai dhanyabad dina chahanchu. अनि तपाईको कृपा अनि अनुग्रहले प्रभु आज हामीले नयाँ विषय अनि हेर्न पायौँ सुन्न पायौँ अनि प्रभु हामी तपाईँलाई धेरै धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छौँ प्रभु यो अवसरको लागि अनि साँच्चै नै अनि यो विषयहरू नयाँ हुँदै जाँदा प्रभु अनि धेरैवटा जिज्ञासाहरू हाम्रो मनमा अनि पहिलेदेखि बसेका ती गलत प्र्याक्टिसहरूलाई पनि प्रभु, अनि त्यो कुराहरूले प्रभु ल्याउने उथलपुथललाई अनि तपाईँको हातमा समर्पण गर्दछु। र विशेष गरिकन हामी जतिजनाले आज यो सुन्ने मौका पाएका छौँ पिता, हामी तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिँदछौँ। अनि तपाईँ जस्तो चाहनुहुन्छ प्रभु, अनि साँच्चै नै अनि हामीले आफैलाई चाहिँ प्रभु अनि तपाईँमा दिएर प्रभु अनि तपाईँ जस्तो चाहनुहुन्छ त्यस्तै जिउन हामी प्रत्येकलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस्। हरेक दिन नयाँ अनि तपाईँको इच्छा अनुसारको हुन सहायता गर्नुहोस्। हामी राजु प्रधानको निम्ति धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छौँ, अनि जुन मेहनत उहाँले गर्नुभएको छ त्यो सबै कुराहरूले चाहिँ प्रभु एउटा असल फल हामी हुन सकौँ भनेर पनि हामी प्रार्थना गर्छौँ। यो सबै कुरालाई हामी तपाईँमै समर्पण गर्छौँ, अनि तपाईँको कृपाले हामी सबैलाई प्रभु फेरि पनि भेटघाट भएर सुन्ने, सिक्ने, बढ्ने र प्रभु अरूलाई पनि प्रभु बढ्दै गरेको देख्ने त्यो अवसर हामीलाई दिनुहोस् भनिकन सारा बिन्ती अनि प्रार्थना तपाईँको वेदीमा चढाउँदै आशिष अनुग्रह माग्दछु यीशु प्रभुको नाउँमा। आमेन।
Amen, amen.
Amen,
Thank
amen.
you. God bless.